When a problem is presented to you, there are two ways to react. You can say something about it, or you can do something about it. When it comes to the opioid epidemic in New Jersey as well as across the country, yes, the time for talking, that is long over. My first guest today is here to tell how a program in Sussex County, New Jersey, is bringing people and organizations together to take action against this attack on people and their families. Along with being the chief of police of Newton, New Jersey, he's one of the leaders of Sussex County CLEAR, Chief Michael Richards. Thanks for being here today, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about this program. It is clearprogram.org. And while you're roaming around the web, the Newton Police can be found at newtonpolice.org. You can learn more about their fight against the drug abuse and the help that they offer addicts as well through their specific sources. But just as a starting point, Chief, what is the CLEAR program all about?
Well, I think maybe the start out would be to describe what CLEAR stands for. It's the Community Law Enforcement Addiction Recovery Program. And that really helps describe exactly what it is, because it's everyone coming together. Law enforcement, prevention agencies such as the Center for Prevention and Counseling, as well as community members, county government, as well as the Newton Medical Center. All the stakeholders in the community are coming together to try to address this problem. It does it both from a law enforcement standpoint as well as trying to improve access to treatment for people.
And when you look at the stats, too, in the here and now, 90 people in America die every day from opioid-related overdoses, heroin overdoses over the past 10 years. Have gone up 200%, and I'm assuming in your law enforcement career too, you've come to see how where then marijuana possession used to be the big deal, that's a long forgotten situation now. Heroin and opioid abuse is in the forefront of your attention, no doubt.
It's the leading cause of accidental death here in New Jersey, and it's not just killing people, but it's really has such an impact across the entire community, from employers who have difficulty, you know, retaining employees, to families and the many repercussions that it could have on throughout the entire community and individuals and families. So it's such a devastating epidemic that we decided that giving Narcan wasn't enough. We needed to do something else to try to, you know, move us towards that tipping point where we can finally get on the other side of this.
And certainly Narcan is a useful tool because it saves a life of someone who was on the way out the door for all intents and purposes. But is there a flip side to that, too, where the addict, if they don't get the proper treatment, just looks at that Narcan experience and says to themselves, well, if I mess up again, they can come back and bring me back again. So what's to worry about?
Well, there's no question that, you know, Narcan serves as a safety net. And that's exactly where we then need to try to provide some intervention. And that's what the CLEAR program can do. And it's voluntary. It's shown great success in other parts of the country. We modeled it after the PARI initiative, the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative in New England. And we kind of tweaked it to our own, purposes here in Sussex County. It's shown great success there, and it's beginning to show great success here as well. So it kind of gives us the chance when we Narcan somebody, it gives us the chance to then get them on the path to recovery, and that's what we want to try to get accomplished. We've had about 62 or so people come in since we started the CLEAR program last in July of 2016, and we've had a success rate of over 80% getting into treatment, and that's a really great record. And we're a lot of those people didn't have insurance either, so we've been establishing partnerships with treatment centers such as the Sunrise House in Lafayette, and they're giving us. Recently, we announced we have 450 days of scholarship treatment available when you come into the CLEAR program. So those things have really been helpful as far as us trying to get this problem solved here in Sussex County.
Colin Newton, Police Chief Michael Richards, also one of the leaders of the Sussex County Clear Program, which you can learn more about at clearprogram.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned how the program is voluntary. Is this something that is either currently or can you see it down the line? If someone is facing a conviction for a nonviolent drug offense, could the judge offer them the encouragement to join the CLEAR program rather than sit in the jail cell for 30 or 60 days?
Well, this is really the CLEAR program was designed to try to deal with that group of people who maybe haven't committed an offense yet.
Okay.
Because for those people, a lot of times they have drug court available to them. Or if they're on probation, they may have other services available. So what we're really aiming to do with the CLEAR program is get to those people before there's criminal activity involved and try to get them, back on the road to recovery that way. When we've had Narcan go up twofold every year, in 2016, we Narcaned 12 people. In 2017, we had 24. And across the county, there was over 90. So this problem is continuing, and deaths continue to rise. So what we really want to try to accomplish is getting this information out to people sooner, long before the criminal activity starts, because we can really make more of an impact on the community by doing that.
And certainly not just to the addict themselves, the people around them, family, friends, coworkers, they can be part of that encouragement team to get that person into the programs that they need for the help. I'm thinking, too, that I know that three of our affiliates had a town forum discussion on this topic. I had a mother of a young man up in Boston who had everything going for him in life but fell prey to the opioid addiction and lost his life. And thinking, too, that A&E show, Live PD, every week they show Narcan applications and people over the edge on opioid abuse. I'm wondering if all this audio and visual is going to help the battle against this epidemic.
Well, I think what things like the CLEAR program help do, as well as those other media attention, it helps to destigmatize addiction, and that's an important thing that needs to be done, because people think it's always somebody else. But I think what people are starting to realize is this is really almost, so permeating through the community that everybody knows somebody who's touched by it. And it's so devastating that we really need to do everything that we can. And that's what the CLEAR program does. It doesn't say we're not going to do enforcement, but we're going to double down on our enforcement. We're going to continue to do everything we can with prevention work. The Center for Prevention and Counseling has been key with this. A lot of departments, including Newton, we're doing the hashtag Not Even Once program to high school students, in addition to the LEAD program for middle schoolers. All those things are happening at the same time. We're also trying to put our hand out to those who are struggling with addiction, saying, come into the police station. We're not going to charge you. We want you to voluntarily come in. We'll take any drugs or paraphernalia that you have and not charge you, and we'll try to get you help. We'll hook you up with a recovery coach who somebody has such credibility because they've been down this road before. And that recovery coach can help mentor them and really help them navigate this difficult path toward recovery. And a lot of times, they need detox or they need treatment, and they can get them into those programs. It's really been effective.
And like Chief Richards mentioned, this is really a community effort of not just organizations, but also individuals, those who are trained to become certified recovery coaches that play an important role for that individual as an individual. And this is some of the information that you can find as well to find out whether your group, your organization, or you as a person who just wants to make a difference in someone's life that has a lot of trouble right now, you can go to clearprogram.org, learn more about the information that's available that you can become a part of in the battle against opioid addiction. Or if that is something that you or someone you know is facing, you can find a wealth of outlets and recovery resources and treatment resources to get ahead of even worse trouble. It might sound unbelievable to say that that the addict is facing down the line once they get into the criminal element and committing crime in order to keep their habits going. And you can find all this information at clearprogram.org and also learn more about some of the stuff that the Newton Police Department is doing as part of this battle, too, at newtonpolice.org. Every police organization within Sussex County, you're certainly encouraged to become a part of this program. Any organization who has any programs that can become an asset to the further success of the CLEAR program, you're cordially invited to join as well. It's all found at clearprogram.org. We've been talking about the CLEAR program in Sussex County with Newton Police Chief Michael Richards. And Chief, thank you so much for being one of those people who is helping make the connection to the many that is going to help those who are in trouble. And that's certainly a need that needs to be filled quickly because we're catching up to this epidemic, unfortunately. But it seems like the pace is getting faster and the catching up is going to happen. So thanks for doing that, for being here.
Well, I appreciate that. And I just want to point out that there's a number of other police departments that are also intake locations for the CLEAR program. It's in Andover, Byram, Franklin, Hardiston, Sparta, and Vernon, and also Ogdensburg is going to be coming online very soon. Another important resource is the family coaches. So if you're a family member of someone who's struggling with addiction, also call the CLEAR number located on our website, because you can be connected with a family recovery coach that can give you some other tools and resources and techniques that can help lead your loved one into recovery.
Excellent. Thanks, Chief Richards.
Thank you very much.